house, hit a button, and it would have opened the gate for my friends or whomever.
Right.
And then I would have known who was coming in, and I could have seen it. But instead, I had to go outside and run up and push a, you know, my little clicker to be able to get the gate to open.
And do you have to have internet for that?
Yes.
Okay, so that wouldn't work at the ranch.
Not for you at the ranch, no.
Okay.
But we do have a customer who has a home in Cristobal and a home in San Angelo. And she is able to look at cameras on both places, once again, on one app. She just has to change between Cristobal and San Angelo. And she's got cameras. She's got the water bugs everywhere. Because if she leaves her house.
She's got the what bugs?
The water bugs.
Now, what's a water bug?
Okay, so the water bugs are, we have a water valve that I just mentioned that when you leave, it automatically shuts the water off. So that way, if you go out of town, you don't have to worry about coming back and your hot water heater has flooded your house. It's very good for insurance. I've been told that that's the number one thing, claim that they get. So let's just say her grandkids are visiting, somebody left the water running, and in that room, she's got a little water bug, and the minute the water hits the floor to a certain degree, it's going to shut the water off and notify her. Because she lives in San Angelo and she has a house in Cristobal, well, guess what? Her house isn't going to flood in Cristobal and her show up 4 days later and everything's ruined. So it is a very, very nice feature to have. As I said, well, we need to come check out your house and yes, maybe add that.
I gotta keep her away. I will tell you this, though. One thing I do appreciate, and I don't care what company we're talking about, which is customer service.
Yep.
And that's one thing I've called Julie several times because, you know, I'm not computer savvy. I'm not tech savvy. I got to have somebody help me and show me.
Sure.
If you show me, I usually can do it. But you got to show me. I'd call, hey, she goes, let me have somebody over there. And boom. To be over there for sure. Okay, Scott, let me show you this. They set up my phone, my computer at the office, my tablet, so I can look at things and do my stuff. Because especially when I'm out of town.
Absolutely.
You know, check on stuff.
Yep.
Because, again, it's not the criminals. It's the family members that you want to make sure.
Well, yeah.
You know,
we are fortunate to have Congressman August Pflugers.
Yeah, right down the street from
me. Right down the street from
He's
you.
He's a great, great guy.
Great guy. Great guy. But I wanted him to know that his family was safe while he is protecting us.
Yes.
And so he can pull up cameras anytime he wants and check things and see his girls, see his wife, whatever he needs to do. It is more beneficial, I've come to find, like you said, when you're not at your house, mm-hmm. just to be able to check on anything that you want to control. So,
well, and I think a little bit too, the fact that you have the little sign in the yard, even just that being there.
Yep.
I mean, if I was going to break in a house, which I would probably do a horrible job of breaking in, but if I was, I would pick one that didn't have that sign.
I would hope so.
You know, to think, to avoid it. So you kind of wonder, you say, well, nothing's ever happened. And unfortunately, because, you know, I was born here.
Yeah.
I lived around here, around the neck of the woods. It's not like it used to be.
No.
You know, where you didn't have to worry about leaving your garage door open. Mm-hmm. I never locked my doors. I left my keys in my car.
Don't keep advertising
no,
that.
No, I said never. Then.
Oh, now you do. Okay,
not
good.
Now. That's why I have cameras.
Good.
It's a different world.
It is.
And it even in Bentwood.
We are safe, you have
some issues.
But, right, if somebody's going to break in, generally they're going to go break into somebody who has something they want versus just somebody to break in.
Agreed.
So. It is a world we live in that we do need to take the keys out of our cars and lock the doors at night and go from there.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Okay, Julie, good information so far.
Yes.
So the water bugs, well, I never heard of it. So see, I learned something today too, folks.
Good.
The doors, cool idea. Think about that, guys. You can change the code or you can give different codes to different people where you can manipulate who comes and goes.
Right.
But I guess it also tells you, other than the code, who came in.
Absolutely.
Per their code, right?
Yes. Yes.
Got it.
So, like with my kids, when my son comes home and he uses his code at 2:00 in the morning, I know that it is him.
Mm-hmm.
Or he gave his code to one of his buddies or, you know, whatever it is. But yes, I know who it is that gave the code out and used it to get in.
And thank God we didn't have these when I was growing up.
Uh-huh.
I could just tell you, 'cause my youngest daughter, who's now moved out, but when she lived with me, I mean, she go, well, baby, what time did you get home? Because I got a bed pretty early.
Yep.
It's like, what time? She said, oh, Dad. I said, really? It says 11:42 right here.
Mm-hmm.
So she's just like, I don't like this system at all.
I'm sure she didn't.
So it helps you in a lot of different ways.
Well, the other thing the system does is it learns your patterns. So you live alone, so it kind of knows when you come and go and all this and that. And so let's just say your daughter comes home for the weekend and she comes strolling in at 2 o'clock in the morning and walks past your motion. It's going to say unexpected activity. What kind of unexpected activity is that? You know, she's walking through the house at two in the morning.
The only negative about that is for a little while I had my nephew living with me too.
Uh-huh.
So you get two people, 19, 20, 21 years old.
Oh, yeah.
It dings your phone.
It does. Well, yes.
So,
yes.
So you're 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. Oh. I said, guys, y'all understand, it wakes me up when y'all come and go.
So mine is a push notification. It's not a text message. So if you want to change that and have it not ding you.
Shows the picture?
Sure, it'll still show the picture. We can just have it be a push notification so that way when you look at it, you see it versus it waking you up. We'll work on that.
Okay. Well, I don't have that issue anymore.
Okay. We don't need to worry about that.
But at the time, I'm like,
yeah.
That's when I thought, thank God my dad didn't have this system.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I know I'm a disturbed. Oh, dude, I was home early.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, early in the morning.
The other thing that we can now do is it's called Car Connect. And you can connect and know where the car's going, how fast it's going.
See, you got lots of stuff I don't know about.
All of these things have all come about probably within the last couple of years because we just put yours in, about a year ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So how does Car Connect work?
It's, once again, same thing through the app. And as you go around, it travels with you. Obviously, it's like a GPS, but it'll relay how fast you were going, when you need maintenance, and where you went. So you didn't just go get ice cream at Dairy Queen. You decided to go to Ballinger and, you know, get ice cream there and then come back. So, and then you know how fast they're going, how quickly they made it to wherever they were going and back.
Thank God that didn't exist either.
I know, especially the GPS, because then you know where they are at all times when they're in the car. So, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff that's coming up.
And y'all can't see my face, but I'm like, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Very little. It's hard to get away with things these days because of the technology we have, that everything is documented, it's time-stamped. So, yeah, we can watch it.
But it is. And, folks, I do recommend it. And, again, I was telling you the truth. Years and years ago, I literally didn't lock my house, lift my keys in the car everywhere I went, and never had an issue ever, ever, ever. So, I mean, different things are different.
It is a different world.
Well, I'm going to date myself, especially when Sonora. I kept two rifles in the back, in the window of my pickup at school.
Oh.
Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah.
No, in fact, my granddad gave me one of his 22s. It's old. It was his granddad's. Yep. Well, I took it in to show my coach. he called the principal to look at the gun.
Of course.
I'm saying this to make it kind of humorous a little bit because people are like, there's no way you could do that.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Nobody got hurt. Nobody did anything. But because just about everybody, especially if you live in the country, snake guns, different things, deer rifles.
Well, and I believe the software has been developed and we can use it because we also have security at 45 different school districts. And we do access control, which means you just have your one little name tag, your badge, and it can get you wherever it is or it won't let you in. But the cameras also are now being able to detect weapons.
Let's talk a little bit about that because that Uvalde deal is on the news every night.
Oof, yeah.
And I think they said they just let the principal go because of that.